by most estimates, about 22% of the world's nations have blasphemy laws on the books, and no region of the globe is immune. You can find them in Asia, for example, India and Indonesia. You can find them in Africa, in Europe, in the Americas. By the way, there's even a few U.S. states, like Michigan, for example, that have anti-blasphemy laws still in effect, although the U.S. never has and does not. Now, that said, the greatest concentration is in the Middle East and North Africa. A full 70% of the nations there have laws that criminalize blasphemy on the books, and increasingly they're using them. And I think therein lies another significant difference. It may be one thing to say Germany and Italy still technically have these laws, but prosecutors aren't using them, and they haven't used them for many years. In fact, most nations don't routinely use them, but a few do, and those few are becoming more aggressive in applying them.
So who are these nations?
Well, the most aggressive governments would include Saudi Arabia, Pakistan, Indonesia, and Iran, but other nations present problems as well. And nearly all of these nations are increasingly turning to the internet to monitor what people say and do. So let's take a recent case in Saudi Arabia, just as an example. A few years back, 30-year-old blogger and Saudi citizen named Raif Badawi founded a blog called Free Saudi Liberals. He wanted to foster discussion about religion and Saudi figures. In 2012, he was arrested for insulting Islam on his blog and committing apostasy. That charge was later dropped, but he was convicted on the first charge, lost on his appeal, and he's now serving a sentence of 10 years in prison and 1,000 lashes to be meted out 50 each week for 20 weeks. Now, as evidence of blasphemy, prosecutors pointed to one post on his blog in which Badawi criticized the leadership of a prominent university. Now, that may have angered the leadership there, but there was nothing inherently insulting to Islam in there. And another bit of evidence they used was a comment that someone else had left on his blog, but authorities said he didn't write it. They agree, but he didn't take it down fast enough. Just as a side note, the U.S. State Department, Amnesty International, other groups have called on Saudi Arabia to stop his punishment, quash his sentence, but so far the government there has not budged.
Why are the authorities there focusing on the internet so much in these prosecutions?
Well, I think, in a word, because it's easy. Of course, you can always try and delete things online, but that can be very difficult, and especially in countries like Saudi Arabia that keep a very close eye on what people are saying and where they're going while they're online. So it's a very quick process for a prosecutor to just scan through everything that you've said or done and then use that potentially as evidence at trial. That said, I think there may be another more complex reason. Several analysts we spoke with have noted that often in the nations that are pursuing these types of blasphemy charges, they also tend to be places where there's really not much free expression, particularly any criticism of those in power. So in a place like Saudi Arabia, where there are such deep and close connections between the royal family and religious leadership, criticizing or even just raising questions can easily be seen as a challenge to all of the authority. So in the end, perhaps it's really no surprise that as the use of social media and the internet have grown, especially as we saw after the Arab Spring, people becoming more comfortable in expressing their views online, governments there are turning to blasphemy laws to punish people for what they say while they're on the internet.
Well, thank you, Doug, for stopping by and sharing all this with us.
Happy to be here.